Welcome to Healing From Within, Transformation for Recovery and Self-Esteem with Dr. Harry Henshaw, a podcast dedicated to helping you overcome addiction, improve your self-esteem, and create a life you truly love. Each week, discover practical tools, empowering insights, and transformational practices that help you heal from the inside out. Your journey to authentic self-love starts now. Self-image, the real problem of addictive behavior. Introduction, rethinking the addiction crisis. The world is facing an addiction crisis of historic proportions. Drug overdose deaths continue to climb, relapse rates remain alarmingly high, and billions are spent each year on treatment programs that too often fail to produce lasting results. For decades, the dominant belief has been that addiction is either a matter of the substance itself, believing that drugs are inherently addictive, or that addiction is a disease of the brain. But what if both assumptions are wrong? What if the real problem of addiction is not found in the drugs, the brain, or the environment, but within the individual state of mind? What if the true cause of addiction lies in how a person perceives themselves, their self-image, and sense of worth? This article explores that radical yet liberating truth. The real problem of addiction is psychological, not physiological. The solution lies in transforming the way we think about ourselves, our self-image. The problem is not the substance. It is tempting to believe that the blame lies with the drugs or alcohol themselves. From opioids to alcohol to stimulants, society has labeled certain substances as inherently addictive. The narrative is simple. If the chemical is powerful enough, it will hook people against their will. But the facts tell another story. Most people who use so-called highly addictive substances never become dependent. Millions drink alcohol without spiraling into alcoholism. Millions more take prescription painkillers without becoming addicted. Drugs and alcohol, then, are not the real cause. They are tools, vehicles, or props in a much larger story. The key question is not what people use, but why they use, and why some cannot stop while others can. The disease model fails to explain addiction. Another dominant narrative is the disease model of addiction, which frames addiction as a chronic brain disorder. Influential organizations, including the American Society of Addiction Medicine and the American Medical Association, define addiction this way. While it is true that prolonged substance use can damage the brain, there is no conclusive scientific proof that addiction is caused by a diseased brain. Neurological changes are consequences of repeated use, not its origin. If addiction were purely a matter of biology, everyone exposed to drugs or alcohol would become addicted, which is clearly not the case. This misunderstanding has fueled decades of ineffective treatment. By focusing on the brain and ignoring the mind, treatment programs have overlooked the most important factor, how the individual perceives themselves. The true problem, the individual's state of mind. The real cause of addiction is not external, but internal. It is not in the supply of substances, nor in the dealers, doctors, or pharmaceutical companies. The root is found in the demand, in the individual's consciousness, their state of mind, their thoughts and beliefs about themselves. At its core, Addiction is not about chemicals. It is about cognition. It is not about the body. It is about the mind. The role of self-image. Dr. Maxwell Maltz, in his groundbreaking book, Psycho-Cybernetics, wrote, "The self-image was the real key to personality and behavior. Change the self-image, and you change the personality and the behavior." This insight is crucial for understanding addiction. The addict or alcoholic's self-image, their inner picture of themselves, sets the boundaries for what they believe they deserve, what they can achieve, and how they behave. When that self-image is negative, it creates poor self-esteem and a cascade of destructive choices. Addiction, then, is not a dependency on a substance, but a dependency on a way of thinking, a negative, self-limiting belief system that fuels self-sabotage. Negative self-image and poor self-esteem. From years of counseling experience, it is evident that addicts and alcoholics are plagued by negative beliefs about themselves. At the core of these beliefs is a single destructive judgment: I am not good enough. This shadow belief, as Carl Jung described, defines the addict's self-image. It convinces them they are broken, unworthy, or defective. Out of this self-image flows low self-esteem, destructive behaviors, and the endless search for relief in drugs or alcohol. Nathaniel Brandon, in The Six Pillars of Self-Esteem, observed, "Sometimes lack of self-esteem does eventuate in death in fairly direct ways, for example, by a drug overdose. Thus, the real danger is not the drug itself, but the inner conviction of worthlessness that drives its use." Thoughts create feelings. Feelings drive behavior. Cognitive psychology has long affirmed what spiritual teachers have known for centuries. Our thoughts shape our feelings, and our feelings shape our actions. What we think becomes how we feel, and how we feel directs how we live. A person who believes they are inadequate will feel hopeless. A person who feels hopeless will act in self-destructive ways. The cycle continues until thought itself is transformed. As Louise Hay powerfully stated, "Every thought we think is creating our future. The thoughts we think and the words we speak create our experiences." Addiction is not the cause of negative thinking. Negative thinking is the cause of addiction. Addiction as avoidance of emotional pain. At its heart, addictive behavior is avoidant behavior. The addict or alcoholic uses substances not simply to get high, but to escape the crushing weight of negative emotions: despair, shame, fear, and hopelessness. Using substances temporarily numbs the pain of a negative self-image. But the relief fades quickly, leaving the individual more entangled in both emotional pain and physical dependence. The result is a vicious cycle. The more one uses, the more self-loathing grows, and the stronger the urge to escape becomes. How negative self-image shapes every domain of life. A negative self-image does not only fuel addiction, it shapes every aspect of a person's existence. Physical health. Those who feel unworthy neglect nutrition, exercise, and self-care. Relationships. Without self-love, authentic love for others is impossible. Addicts often manipulate or exploit relationships to sustain their addiction. Finances and work. Self-limiting beliefs create cycles of underachievement and sabotage. Spiritual life. A belief in one's unworthiness blocks connection to Source, God, or higher consciousness. Addiction, then, is one symptom of a deeper crisis, a life defined by negative self-image. Why current treatments fail. Most treatment programs do not address the addict's self-image or thought patterns. Instead, they externalize the problem, pointing to trauma, substances, or biology. In doing so, they neglect the true cause. By framing addiction as an external disease, they strip individuals of responsibility, choice, and hope. They teach powerlessness instead of empowerment, resignation instead of transformation. A new hypothesis, the paradigm of transformation. What if we have been looking in the wrong place all along? The new hypothesis is simple yet revolutionary. Addiction is caused by negative self-image and low self-esteem. Addiction is sustained by destructive thought patterns. Addiction can be cured by transforming thoughts and self-image. Dr. Maltz affirmed that self-image can be changed at any stage of life. Louise Hay taught that thoughts can be replaced and healed. Nathaniel Brandon demonstrated that self-esteem is the foundation of all psychological health. Together, their insights converge into a single truth. Transformation is possible. The promise of transformation. Transformation begins when the individual accepts complete responsibility for their thoughts. This does not mean blame. It means freedom. If I created these thoughts, I can also create new ones. Through practices such as affirmations, replacing negative beliefs with positive truths, mirror work, learning to see oneself with love, cognitive restructuring, challenging and changing distorted thoughts, daily disciplines, nutrition, exercise, meditation, journaling, individuals can reshape their self-image, rebuild self-esteem, and free themselves from the cycle of addiction. The real solution lies within. The real problem of addiction is not found in drugs, alcohol, or a diseased brain. It is found in the individual's negative self-image, their low self-esteem, and the destructive thoughts they hold about their worth. The real solution is not found in fighting substances or suppressing symptoms. It is found in transforming the mind, changing thought patterns, and cultivating authentic self-love. When an individual learns to see themselves as worthy, valuable, and complete, addiction loses its grip. In that moment, freedom is not only possible, it is inevitable. The promise of transformation is clear. By changing our thoughts, we can change our lives. By changing how we see ourselves, we can heal addiction forever. Thank you for joining us on Healing From Within. If you found value in today's episode, please follow, rate, and share this podcast. It helps others begin their own journey of transformation. For free resources and more about Dr. Henshaw's work, please visit his website at enhancedhealing.com. Remember, the power to change your life is already within you.